Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM. I'm joining the studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dale?
I'm doing great this morning.
Good. How's your weekend been?
It's been fantastic.
Fantastic.
Good. Yes. I've done absolutely nothing.
Did you go to the Elmwood Arts Festival at all this weekend?
Yes, I did. I kind of strolled through there. It was a little late in the afternoon when I walked down there, but seems like they have a lot of vendors. I'm going to go back there today, this afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't go to it yet, but when I was driving through that, that area, it was packed. Cars were all the way down West Ferry. It was a lot of people, I think, checking out.
I was going to say, yeah, it seemed like it was well attended.
Which is great.
And they had country music for all you country music fans.
Did they?
Yes, they did. I don't know who the band was.
I don't know much about country music.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I like all music, but I like a little bit of country, but I'm not super into it. Like, some people go to, every country concert.
I love country music.
Do you see what, Louis?
Well, I like the new wave of country music. So
who's your favorite,
more of a pop,
like, new wave country artist?
Cole Swindell's my guy.
Oh.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas
the very
Rhett, I've
popular,
heard of.
The bro country, I guess you
I thought
call
you were going to say Florida Georgia Line.
I went to Florida Georgia Line a couple summers ago. They're not bad. So I'm into country a little bit.
Good.
Okay. I like country.
Good music. Do you?
I love it.
Did you listen to the music yesterday?
No.
No?
No, I take that back. Actually, I did, but I didn't recognize the band, so I didn't stay long.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have it in the background, check it out a little bit, and keep walking and checking out all the art and exhibits.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of music, I heard the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert was nice.
Yeah, I heard it was good, too. I didn't go to that either. Nope.
Too much traveling, Lauren.
I know. Sometimes it's just a nice, like, chill weekend.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we have a wonderful conversation in store for you, our listeners, today. We have Naomi Yaw, who is a – actually, you know what? First of all, let me say welcome to today's show, and you share with our audience a little bit of the type of work you do.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. And, I'm an empowerment coach and leadership trainer. Basically, I own a coaching and training business that empowers young professionals to achieve success in the workplace using self-mastery, self-education. After they get their formal education, they need to also invest in their self-education. So that's my focus.
Okay, and we'll be talking a lot more about that. And I think this is very timely that we're having this conversation with, with our college students, returning back to school at various universities and colleges.
Yeah. Louis just told us his last first day of school is tomorrow.
Start my last year at Buff State tomorrow, so.
Big year.
Yeah, can't complain. Kind of happy to get it going, so.
Good.
There's a lot of things happening at Buff State College.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of stuff. I'm at the college radio station. There's a big concert going there now. There's some really exciting stuff going on. All the sports are coming up in the fall. So Buff State's, UB gets a lot of the attention, but Buff State, just not from a sports perspective, but it's extremely diverse. There's some awesome events that go down around the campus throughout the year. So it's definitely a good school to go to. I've enjoyed my 4 years there.
That's great.
Yeah, and a lot of our local celebrities and politicians have graduated from Buff State.
Yeah. So, Louis, since we're talking about sports and getting the fall seasons back in the swing of things, why don't you give us our sports update?
All right, let's do it. It's Bills game day at New Era Field. The Buffalo Bills get set for their third preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Josh Allen will get the start at quarterback for Buffalo in the regular season tune-up game as the QB battle between Allen and Nathan Peterman continues on. It'll be Allen's first start with the team. Head coach Sean McDermott told the media he expects the starters to play into the third quarter. Bills-Bengals will get underway at 4 p.m. You can hear pregame coverage, in-game and postgame, right over at our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. Around the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars took a blow yesterday on the injury front. Wide receiver Marquise Lee was carted off the field after suffering a serious leg injury in the Jaguars' third preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons. There were six other games Saturday, including Ravens-Dolphins, where rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson stole the show in the second half, scoring a touchdown through the air and on the ground. Over to baseball, the Bisons get back on the diamond today at 105 in their series against Pawtucket. The Herd looked to rebound from an 8-5 loss last night to the Sox. Buffalo pulled within two heading into the top of the ninth inning, but a run from Michael Chavis sealed the deal for Pawtucket as the Bisons could not make a rally in the bottom of the inning. Pregame with Pat Malacara will get underway at 12:35, which can be heard right here on ESPN 1520. In the majors, Toronto made it 5 straight wins after defeating Philadelphia 8-6. The Blue Jays and Phillies are back at it today at 107. As for the Yankees, they also continued their winning ways yesterday with a 5-1 victory over Baltimore. New York remains in control of the first AL wildcard spot. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. We're joined in studio with us this morning, Naomi Yaw, who's an empowerment coach and leadership trainer. Change your mindset, change your life. Wow, that's very poetic. And before we get into really what that means, Naomi, can you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey?
Sure. Well, we only have a short amount of time, so I'll try to make it quick. But basically, I grew up the same way you did. We went to school, public school, and we were taught certain ways of behavior. We were taught to follow the leader, to wait in line, raise your hand before speaking. We were poured into by our teachers with a lot of information. But then when we go out into the real world, when we go out and get our first professional jobs, mm-hmm. we aren't equipped with the real secrets to succeeding in the workplace. And it has less to do with information that you have and more to do with how you interact in the workplace. Are you collaborative? What is your attitude? Is it positive or negative? Can you take initiative? Can you take risks? So those people call, quote unquote, soft skills are really the skills you need to succeed, to get ahead faster, to get those promotions.
In addition to your formal degree. Okay. All right. Now, Lauren, working in the staffing arena and the candidates that you come across, do you find that he or she may have that academic achievement but are lacking in those soft skills that Naomi was speaking to?
I think you see it a lot, and it's personality types, right? So a lot of times you see some people who might be even like physicians, and they're super, super smart, very book smart, but the street smart, some of the times that bedside manner you talk about or people skills aren't there, but they are brilliant people. So
that's
it's really trying
example.
To find that blend for, you know, great candidates in any job that really kind of have the personality blend, the EQ, and, you know, the talent.
Yes. When I take a look at just my own collegiate and academic experience, yes, I knew that I wanted a degree in certain areas. And what I was exposed to different assessment tests, you know, to help you identify who you are, you know. So, yes, I was introduced to emotional intelligence mm-hmm. and several others. I don't want to just pinpoint one, but that's one that comes to mind. And DISC. DISC is another one that I was exposed to. And it certainly helped me identify, you know, my strong points, my weak points, my areas that I would have to say that I didn't even know about myself, that on paper it says that, okay, yes, Dale, you have a desire to want to, you know, take charge. You have a desire to
you?
Wanna, yes. I know that wasn't true. That wasn't true. I know. I need to take that assessment over. But the point I'm trying to make here is that it did help me identify a little bit, internalize who I am. So when I went out and applied for various positions, and the employer says, well, tell me a little bit about yourself, or why do you think that, you know, what do you feel that you would bring to this position? I could refer back to, on paper, how he described me as an individual. Is mm-hmm. that what you're speaking of?
In a way. So you went to school, and you learned that you're a certain type of personality. You have certain strengths, right? What I do as a coach, an empowerment coach,
okay.
is we take that theory, we take that information, and then we apply it personally out into the real world. So it's fine, it's good, it's the first step, it's the clarifying step to know, oh, okay, I'm an implementer, I'm really good at implementing tasks. I'm not so great at the big picture, visionary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I take that, now that I know that information, and apply it in my job and apply it in interviews and use that strength to my benefit to help me get ahead in the workplace? And how do I then take my weaknesses and also use those or find ways to compensate for those weaknesses? Because we're not good at everything. We can't be. But we are good at certain things. And so we need to connect then with other people who are good at those things we're not so great at and work together for the benefit of everybody.
And do you think a lot of it too is learning how to work with other people and other personality types and adapting your style and the type of person you are to
imperative.
Yeah.
It's absolutely imperative. Unless you work at home and you don't talk to anybody, then absolutely, you must get along. We're all selling something. Mm-hmm. We're all selling ourselves, even in our marriages or with our kids. Every day we're selling, do this. You know, we're influencing people. And if you can't get along, if you can't collaborate, you won't get ahead. You'll be left behind.
Mm-hmm. I worked in pharmaceutical sales for 10 years before going into owning my own business in Staff Buffalo. And I had to really learn, because especially talking to different doctors and healthcare professionals on a daily basis, learning to adapt my style and who I was to the many different types of doctors I had to talk to. And it really taught me a lot about myself and working with other people. It was a great experience. And people always ask me too, they're like, how do you make that transition from pharmaceutical sales to recruiting? And I was like, it's the same thing. It's talking to people, it's building relationships, it's establishing that rapport, and you're still selling. You're just selling different products. So when you talk about we're always selling, people might not think they're doing it in their daily life, but they really are.
That's right. They're not aware that they're always selling themselves. Mm-hmm. Even when you're at the cashier at Wegmans and you have the choice to smile and say hello or to put your nose in your phone and not acknowledge the cashier, you're selling yourself when you do that. You're saying I'm a positive person or a negative person. I'm an open person or a closed person. Everything you do, you're selling yourself.
Now, that being said, and I'm pretty sure there's a process. So how do you take an individual, he or she, that says, you know what, I've heard of this stuff, but, you know, I'm just a non-believer. You know, I don't really think that's important, but I'm going to go through your training anyway. I'm going to sit here and listen to you. So walk us through the process.
Okay. It's a very personal process. It's a very individual process because everybody has different desires. Everybody's definition of success differs, and it's very personal. So it starts with your purpose. What do you want to accomplish? If you want to perhaps get a promotion that you are eyeing maybe coming up at work, that is, you know, one direction, one path we're going to take. But if you're maybe it's your health and your diet and you're tired of being tired, that's another direction. But the ultimate, I guess, bottom line is you want to change. Whatever it is that you want to change.
Change is difficult.
Change is scary. Change is difficult. But we all come to a point in our lives where we decide enough is enough. I can't go on like this. I need a change. I need help. I don't know what that help looks like, but I'm making the decision to find it.
Okay. Now, let's face it. There's someone out there that's listening to our show today that's struggling with something. You know, they want to take themselves to the next level. So I guess what I'm really asking, give us an example without using an individual's name. Give us an example of a client that you may have worked with from start to finish and how you've brought that transformation into their life.
Okay. Very simple example. I work with an artist. He owns his own business. He makes his living off his art. And he is a one-man band. He's wearing all the hats. He's the marketing. He's mm-hmm. the sales. He's the artist. He's the accountant. He's the CEO. He's the CFO, because that's it.
Yeah.
So he's decided, I can't do it all. There's not enough hours in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting to do the art that I want to do.
Would probably take, that's his passion. So it's taking away from his passion.
It's taking away from his passion, but he has to pay the bills.
Right.
So he has to sell the things, you know, that he can, that he's already made with his art. So he, after some analysis, we realize that he's also the delivery guy. So stores buy his products, and he gets in his car, and he delivers all around Western New York, driving around hours and hours. And, you know, sometimes you can get stuck at that 290.
Oh, that interchange.
90 interchange and be there forever.
Just so, talking about the interchange on the drive out here and how much I love it.
Right? So why is he doing that? Well, it might not seem obvious to you, but it was not obvious to him. He should not be delivering his products. It never even occurred to him to delegate that step in his process. I mean, it sounds silly, but when you're sort of stuck in your own world mm-hmm. and just going through the motions, just trying to make it work every day, you don't have the time to step back unless somebody's asking you the question, hey, why are you doing your deliveries? Why don't you outsource that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you've actually analyzed the business, not only the business, but him as the owner of his company as well, in terms of how he could create some efficiencies.
It's all intertwined, isn't it? Aren't you your business? Mm-hmm. And isn't your business you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it goes hand in hand. So just having that person to say, hey, I noticed this. Why do you do that? Or what's stopping you from doing this other thing? That can change your business and change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We're going to get ready to take our first break. But before we do that, let's make sure we give out your contact information for anyone who would like to reach out to you and have some questions.
Sure. You can go to my website. It's naomiyaw.com, NaomiYaw.com. I'm also on Facebook, Naomi Yaw, Empowerment Coach, Leadership Trainer. So look me up. I'd be happy to have a confidential conversation with what's going on in your life.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation with Naomi on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
This is Frank Lotempio III, Lotempio PC Law Group, your complete counsel team meeting your lifetime legal needs. Call us at 855-3761.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I am Lauren Lewis in studio with Dale Martin, and we have Naomi Yaw with us this morning. Naomi is an empowerment coach and leadership trainer, and we've talked a lot about how in our professional lives we need to change and adapt and grow in order to succeed. And we talked about we kind of touched on it a little bit, but we really want to get into it now. Self-mastery.
Right.
What does that mean, Naomi?
For me, self-mastery, it's a continuous learning process. You never stop until the day you die. You're always learning. You're taking personal responsibility for growing, changing, evolving. Because if you don't evolve, you will be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really three pillars in my mind to what creates self-mastery or mastering yourself enough to create your own success. The first pillar is really clarifying your thoughts. Where are you? Excuse me. What are you doing? Why are you here? And where do you want to go? The second pillar is managing your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one we really need in the workplace, right? Because mm-hmm. people push our buttons. We run into others that maybe are manipulative or they don't have their own emotional intelligence, so they don't know how to interact with you. So you have to learn to manage your emotions in order to control yourself. And then the third pillar is choosing your actions. Every day we make thousands of decisions. Mm-hmm. Which ones are the ones that are going to help us move ahead? Which ones are the ones we need to stop doing? The actions that we choose lead us to the results that we achieve.
So when you say starting with the first pillar in terms of the clarification,
mm-hmm.
That clarifying phase, are we clarifying his or her goals, career objectives? What are we really tapping into and identifying?
Yes, you are. But we're also looking at how we got here. And not analyzing the past. This isn't therapy. This isn't counseling. But we need to know maybe that, as an example, one of the things that happened in my life that got me to where I am today is I was fired from my first professional job. And it took me 13 years to figure out why that happened and how that happened. And I was sort of stuck. I was working, I was living my life, but I was still stuck in that place. And until I was able to clarify, oh, that happened, that's what I did or what I could have done differently, only until I clarified that could I move on. And then the second half of the clarity is, where do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
What's the path I want to take? What's the course I want to chart? So it's two sides.
How does someone even start clarifying their thoughts? Right. Are there certain questions you have to reflect on and ask yourself?
Yes. Yes, you can. You can ask yourself questions. It's also important to have someone ask you questions. Somebody that's not really invested in the answers,
mm-hmm.
because we're really invested in our answers. And sometimes we're afraid to ask ourselves the real questions that we should be asking ourselves, the tough ones. And so to hire a coach or even to find a mentor, somebody that you admire and want to model in your life, somebody that has the qualities that you want to acquire, mm-hmm. you can find a mentor and ask that mentor to ask you questions. You can find a teacher. So somebody should be asking you questions to clarify, and you need to then be open to the answers that may arise.
Well, I'm sure it's things you don't want to hear necessarily, and so you really have to have that open-mindedness going into it. Ready to take that change.
Right. Well, a good coach.
That next step.
That's right. But a good coach will ask you questions, not give you the answers. The answers are in you.
Mm-hmm.
They draw it out of you. You have the answer. The question draws it out of you. So nobody is telling you, oh, you should have done this. You should have done that. You made this mistake. No. You know already, and you can't change the past, but you can learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
So a good coach or a good mentor, somebody in your life that you trust, will help you dig deep and find those answers, not give you the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that that being said, as a coach, okay, you have the proper training, and I'm looking at your business card, and I'm looking at the John Maxwell Team Certified Member. What does that designation mean?
Well, you know, we all want to learn from the best. And I had taken a program at Damon College, the Executive Leadership and Change Masters program.
I'm familiar with that program.
We studied a lot of leadership gurus. And John Maxwell is one of those world-renowned leadership gurus. And he's very relatable. And I thought, I want to learn more about this. I want to grow myself, okay? Because I'm in this journey too, not just for my clients, but I'm on the journey of self-mastery. So I joined the John Maxwell team to learn, to grow myself, to self-educate, and that way then pass that education on to my clients.
Naomi, the clients that you work with, are they individuals that come to you, or do you work with different companies that will have their employees reach out to you? How are you gaining your business?
That's a really great question. And there are many people out there doing similar types of training. I have found that I work best with the individual who has made a decision to improve themselves in mm-hmm. whatever capacity, because we can't control other people.
Right.
So I could work with managers, and there are people that do, and that's great. These managers want to improve their teams. But I've found that it really starts with the individual. You can't make anyone learn. You can't make anyone do anything that they don't want to do. So I work with people who contact me, and they say, I'm ready. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I don't mm-hmm. know what's going to happen, but I'm ready to make a change. I'm going to take personal responsibility for myself and my growth and my learning. And that I've found is the most successful route.
Awesome. So if someone's looking, they're ready to make that change, how do they get in contact with you, Naomi?
Well, they can go to my website. They can order my book. It's online. It's getaheadfasterbook.com. And I'd be happy to just have a one-on-one conversation with them to see what's happening in their life mm-hmm. and whether or not we could work together.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, Naomi, we can't thank you enough for being a part of Western New York at Work. It sounds like you offer a great deal of helping an individual internalize, you know, how they can move themselves to the next level and find their next career path, take their company to the next level, and more importantly, just find change in their lives.
Thank you so much. It was thrilling to be here. Good. I appreciate it.
It was a great conversation.
Okay, great. Lauren, I know there's a lot of things before we close out today's show. We want to make sure that we talk about some of the openings that
Let's put the work into Western New York at Work.
That's right.
You know, if anyone's looking for their next step in their career, you can always go to staffbuffalo.com/openjobs. We have a variety of great jobs we're working on currently, from assistant controllers, director of accounting, litigation attorneys, HR manager, recruiting supervisor, director of outreach positions, finance builder. We've had a lot going on. So really any level of your career, you can always reach out to us at staffbuffalo.com.
Okay, great. And your telephone number?
Just go to staffbuffalo.com.
Just go to staffbuffalo. You know, I always want to make it different. Okay. She said, where to go?
It's on the website.
Yeah, Dale says, no. What's the number?
I don't know general number off the top of my head.
Just go. See, we know who takes charge here in this studio.
Yep.
Yes.
We need a disc assessment for that.
Right. Well, also, we're working, there's another company that has a position, not so much in the professional realm of working in the office place, but this company that I've been talking to, Oaks Construction, they specialize in roll-off dumpster rentals for both residential and commercial usage. And they're looking to hire, they have some job openings in the current area of full and part-time driver positions. The qualifications does require a CDL Class B license, 1 year of minimum truck experience, looking for someone who's dedicated, dependable, and a hard worker. If you're interested in that position, just give Jen a call at 875-6257. That's Oak Construction. Oaks, that is. O-A-K-S Construction. Give Jen a call at 716-875-6257. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. I'm going to go to the Elmwood Festival today. How about yourself? Will I see you over there, Lauren?
You might. You never know.
You never know. You never know where you're going to see Lauren at Buffalo. So
know
what?
We're going to
have a show
that
says, Find Lauren. Find Lauren. Have a beautiful day, a great Sunday. Go Bills, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.